From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. More than 200. That is now the count of the dead from the car bomb and mortar attacks in the Sadr City neighborhood in Baghdad yesterday. And there are more counts elsewhere in the city today. Apparent reprisals now directed against Sunni Muslims who are blamed for the killings of the Sadr Shiites. There are political developments, too. Iraq's President Jalal Talabani is on his way to Iran this weekend for talks with the political leaders there. Iran is a Shiite stronghold. And a leading Iraqi Shiite cleric and politician, Muqtada al-Sadr, says he will leave the government if Prime Minister Maliki goes ahead with a scheduled meeting with President Bush next week in Jordan. Scott Peterson reports from Baghdad for the Christian Science Monitor. Scott, welcome back. And what is going on there in Baghdad today? I know the government clamped down with a curfew yesterday. Is that still on?
Well, that's right. I mean, this is an indefinite curfew at the moment. The airport is shut, and this really has kept people off the streets. But, of course, while it's kept people and vehicles off the streets, it has also kept violence off the streets by and large, although there have been several mortar strikes. But, of course, none of the kind of activities that we would normally expect to see after an attack of this magnitude. I mean, you remember that what we're talking about is the kind of event that is fairly similar to what we saw last February. That was Iraq's other most important tipping point, I suppose, most recent one, in which a Shiite shrine was destroyed. That basically sparked off what we have seen in the intervening months, which has been a huge number, thousands of deaths caused by sectarian killing back and forth.
Scott, you have a troubling story in the Monitor today. You were in the city of Fallujah a few days ago. This is the Sunni area that's west of Baghdad, where there are many, many insurgents. The U.S. presence there, you write, is now down to 300 Marines. Describe what you saw there, would you?
Well, this is a city that really has seen all kinds of events over the last couple of years. And, of course, the one that sticks in the minds of most Fallujahans was the actual U.S. Marines who made an invasion with 10,000 troops. That just almost destroyed the city. It meant that when people have come back to their city and found their houses destroyed, that they really have some negative views toward the Marines who remain there. And, of course, the Marines have tried to make up for this, and the Iraqi government, too, by saying that they are going to rebuild the entire city. But now what we're seeing is that Fallujah is actually becoming a test case of a handover to Iraqi forces. The official figure of the number of Marines in Fallujah itself is 300. In fact, it's really one company that's really just about 150. One, I think, quite sobering statistic is to note that there have been a 650% rise in direct fire incidents in the space of just the last year. Now, if this is what we're going to see all across Iraq, as Iraqi forces begin to take more and more control, I think that will be fairly worrying for U.S. military commanders.
You quote a Marine officer saying, Fallujah has iconic value to the Marine Corps because the Marines fought so hard for it 2 years ago. Losing it would be intolerable. And at the same time, you're in a city where many mosques are broadcasting messages over loudspeakers. People come out, help defeat the Americans.
Fallujah represents something remarkable because it was definitely the largest land battle that they fought, urban land battle that they fought, going back all the way to Hue City in Vietnam in 1968. So for them, this really has been a set piece on how you should conduct counterinsurgency operations, and that's how they like to hold it up. But ultimately, they recognize that unless the Iraqi forces are strong enough to keep security once they pull out, you know, they know that the city could again, as many others in Iraq, fall under the sway of insurgents.
Scott Peterson of the Christian Science Monitor reporting from Baghdad. Scott, thank you again.